I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
Hello, and welcome to our show,
She Code Now.
A half hour designed for the community and brought to you by the community.
Each day, one of our hosts will join with people from organizations throughout the greater Chico area.
We want to let you know what's happening in Chico now.
Join us.
This is Chico Now.
He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption.
Hello, Chico. This is Jessica Wilkerson, and you are listening to Chico Now. And today we have Anna Griffith. She is an optometrist. I'm wondering if any of you guys went to see that movie that was in town at the Cinemark, the Christian one called A Matter of Faith. I went. I took my son and my husband because I thought it was just really fortuitous timing that the movie came out. My son and husband were having a conversation about evolution a couple of weeks before the movie came. And I've grown up in church, and I just really love reading the Bible and going to all of the different, when I was a teenager in youth group, and then as a young adult to those different life groups at those my church. And but my husband is a new believer, and my son is a teenager. And so sometimes I feel like they come to me for a lot of answers that I don't always feel like, well, I feel like I know the answer to that, but I don't feel like I'm the person to be answering it. And so we had this whole conversation, how my son was saying how, well, maybe we evolved because God made us as monkeys. And so we got out Genesis and we're talking about how we were not made as monkeys and we were made as humans and monkeys were made as monkeys. And our thoughts on that. And then, bam, that movie came out and we were promoting it here on the station. So we went to go watch it and I thought it was really neat. And one of the antagonists in the movie, you would have noticed, was Harry from Night Court. I don't remember his real name, something Anderson. But it was, anyways, a neat movie and good family bonding time. And it was also, I will say, helped me feel a little validated because our heated conversation, it was like, yes, mom, someone's backing mom up. Anyways, I'm sure that many of you out there who have had teenagers at some point or have them now know that feeling of you just are so excited when somebody has something to say that's dissimilar to you because teenagers, it's their job. Anyways, that's enough about me and my week. We're going to talk with Dr. Griffith today about she's having a seminar coming up to help families with vision therapy. So tell our listeners, Anna, a little bit about how you got into optometry, what you love about it, and where you're going with it.
Sure, thank you. Actually, doing vision therapy and working with children who were struggling in school and to learn and read because of visual problems is actually a big part of why I went to optometry school. So after optometry school, I also did a residency in vision therapy to learn more, and I've been back in Chico for about 2 years, my hometown, happy to be back and involved in the community and helping children and adults with vision therapy.
Oh, that's neat. So you went into this field because you loved helping children. And what was it about children and eyesight that got you, revved your engine?
Well, for me, as a child, I loved school. I thought it was a lot of fun. I loved learning. I loved reading. And the thought that some children hate school, just hate it, and that could be because of visual problems that make it so difficult for them to learn, to read. It's such a struggle that they don't want to do it. And the thought that I can help with that and that they could learn to love school, enjoy themselves, have more confidence. It's just something that I wanted to be a part of and help with.
That's wonderful. That's great. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing now.
Well, the info night, it's the first info night we're having at Family Eye Care on March 12th at 5:45. Will be to let parents know more about what vision therapy is. It's a lot more well-known in the Bay Area and Southern California, and a lot of parents don't know, and so they're a little hesitant. Is this going to help my child? Is it what they need? Do I want to sign up for an evaluation? And I think by coming and hearing more about it, they can start to hear some of the symptoms and signs that, oh, that may be my child. Maybe this could help. Some of those symptoms are reading very slowly, losing place while reading, skipping lines, skipping words, mistaking different small words, having difficulty copying from the board, or their head moves while they read instead of their eyes, or they get really close to the book. Even the words that look like they're moving on the page to the child, blurry vision, double vision, or they might not have symptoms, or they might not know, oh, that's not how it's supposed to look, or they'll just avoid reading and not like reading and not pick up a book on their own.
That makes sense. And I really like that point where you said they might not know that they have symptoms because that's just how it's always been. Because if things are how they've always been, then you don't know that there's anything different.
Right. You don't know that that's not how everyone sees things.
Maybe mama sees things like that too. So what are some of the things that people can look forward to when they go to your seminar?
Well, they will hear some videos of parents whose children have gone through vision therapy, what it was like for them, how it helped their children. They'll also hear more about similar struggles that other children have had that maybe their children are having, just what they went through and where they ended up after, kind of a beginning end type thing, and what to expect.
Oh, okay. And are you the only person who's talking, or will there be other folks there from, what is the name of your?
Family Eye Care. There will be someone else there. I'll mostly be talking, but I'll also be letting the videos do it, so you hear from others more than mine just saying that it's going to help.
Okay, so we are going to a commercial break, and we'll be right back with Anna Griffith, optometrist with Family Eye Care. Please stay tuned. We have an amazing show. Thank you.
Walks down the street, he says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
Hello, and welcome to our show,
Chico Now. A half hour designed for the community and brought to you by the community.
Each day, one of our hosts will join with people from organizations throughout the greater Chico area.
We want to let you know what's happening in Chico now.
Join us.
This is Chico Now.
He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, and you are listening to Chico Now on KKXX Radio, 104.5 FM, 930 AM, and live streaming online at kkxx.net. And I hope that you were maybe listening yesterday, because every Monday I have a show that's live at 12:30 where we talk about your relationship, family, parenting, whatever's happening in your life. It's a live call-in show. So if you missed it yesterday, make sure to put it on your calendar and tune in again next week, every Monday at 12:30. It's live. Okay, so we are here with Anna Griffith from Family Optometry. Family Eye Care. I don't know why I have the hardest time remembering that. It's so simple. And she's talking about her upcoming seminar on vision therapy for children. So let's talk to Anna a little bit more about what we can expect and where to go and how to sign up for it.
Great. Thank you. Family Eye Care, we're located on 2565 Ceanothus, Suite 155. We're behind the new McDonald's on East Avenue.
Okay. And so how do people, if they want to come to this, how would they, do they just show up or do they contact you in RSVP or what's the protocol?
People are welcome to just show up. We are asking for an RSVP just so we can have an idea of how many people are coming. So the phone number for that is 530-899-3939. If you forget RSVP or decide last minute, you're still more than welcome to come. 5:45 till probably about 6:15, but I'll be staying around as long as people want to talk or ask questions afterwards.
Oh, okay. So they come, they listen to you talk a little bit, they watch some videos where people, real life people, have experienced this and how it's helped and changed their families. And then there will be a little bit of time for them to talk to you.
Yeah, I can answer any questions. There's also a parent and her daughter that have gone through vision therapy here in Chico that wanted to come because they want to be support for parents as they're going through it with their children and answer questions about their experience for it.
Wow. So that's neat. So you'll get to speak with Dr. Griffith and with another family who is actually experienced what it's like to have a child who has vision issues go then the protocol of going through it and now what their life is like today. So tell our listeners a little bit about just some interesting things that you've learned over the years or that your colleagues have learned over the years about vision therapy or maybe some folks that you knew at some point in time.
Well, definitely did start from school. Before I started optometry school, I knew I wanted to do vision therapy, but it was actually working with the people that confirmed that, yes, this is what I want to do. Anything from working with a grad student that had an eye turn since a child, couldn't see 3D depth perception at all. With vision therapy, she started seeing depth perception and listening to her talk with amazement about simple things like a doorknob sticking out of the door and being able to see that was pretty incredible. Here in Chico, working with children that haven't seen depth perception or can't watch 3D movies, and having them be able to do that is pretty neat. Of course, the main goals are to improve in school, but the bonuses are things mm-hmm. like 3D movies, improved sports performance, boys with their little league hitting, that's a big deal.
Well, yeah, because, well, and that does eventually does help their school, their academic performance. Because when a child has confidence and feels like they're part of the group or feels normal, just like everyone else when they haven't, that increase in confidence helps them have the confidence to go after the academia as well.
Yeah, and that transformation is really neat to see.
Oh, just the little guys when they're really struggling with even their self-concept when they can't see, how frustrating.
Mm-hmm. Well, little things to have a parent tell me that they saw their child pick up a book to read on their own without being told, or their standardized test scores have skyrocketed, or they're enjoying school more. Those are the good things.
Oh, and I bet parent-teacher conferences aren't quite so stressful for the parents after that.
Probably.
I bet that's a whole new joy that the parent didn't even realize would be a consequence of the change of the eyesight.
Well, and not having the constant struggle. There's something we talk about, the homework war, where mm-hmm. it's a struggle every single night to do that homework.
Yeah. Every family, I think, there's a level of homework war. But when your child can't see, there's just another dynamic. Okay, guys, stay tuned. We have Anna Griffith with Family Eye Care. And this is Jessica Wilkerson. We have one more segment. We'll be right back.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
Hello, and welcome to our show,
Chico Now. A half hour designed for the community and brought to you by the community.
Each day, one of our hosts will join with people from organizations throughout the greater Chico area.
We want to let you know what's happening in Chico now.
Join us.
This is Chico Now.
He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, and you are listening to Chico Now. Today's guest is Dr. Anna Griffith with Family Eye Care, and she's here to talk about her upcoming seminar on vision therapy for children. Anna, go ahead and tell them again one more time where to find the seminar, what time it is, and how to contact you.
Family Eye Care Optometry and 2565 Ceanothus Avenue, Suite 155. You can RSVP 899-3939, but if you forget or decide last minute to come, you're more than welcome to come. It's March 12th, 5:45 p.m. to about 6:15, and I can stay and answer questions after.
Wonderful. And do you guys have a website or anything like
we
that?
We do. It's chicofamilyeye.com. And also, if you're looking for more information about vision therapy, a good website is covd.org.
Okay. So tell our listeners a little bit. You started telling them about your classmate who learn how to see in 3D, which when she told me that story earlier, you guys, I was imagining what it would be like to go your whole life not being able to have depth perception. And what I imagined was looking in the mirror and seeing in 2D, and I imagined paper dolls. Do you guys remember paper dolls? I loved them. And what it would be like to go through your life looking at yourself and looking at everybody else as a paper doll. And that might be completely out of call. It might not even be like that, but I wouldn't know because I have had 3D perception my whole life. So tell us a little bit more about what are some things that you've noticed in children while you're doing vision therapy. What does vision therapy consist of?
Well, it is, you have to be dedicated to it. We do in-office sessions for about an hour, and then the children work at home, hopefully with their parent, for about a half hour each day. And at first, it can be a struggle. It can be hard. Some of the kids have strain and headaches anyway, and doing the exercises at first, they may have more headaches to begin with, kind of like lifting weights. You're sore before you get stronger. So the initial part is tough. And then they kind of get over that hill and they start seeing, I'm faster at this. I can do this better. And they start getting on a roll with it and they start noticing their improvements. And from there, it's just building blocks. Getting a little more challenging, making a little harder, working up. They're doing exercises that help their eyes focus, maintain focus, work on their eye movements, make their eye movements accurate and efficient, all the while trying to have fun. The tracking eye exercises, you know, they may be decoding a secret message, or to help their eyes work better together, they're looking at 3D pictures with these special glasses. So we try to make it fun. So it's a little both. It can be challenging and frustrating some weeks, and then it can be very rewarding other weeks. And those rewarding times get more and more as we go on. Mm. And in watching the children, we're able to do more. I see their attention increase. They sit with it for a longer period of time. They're confident. They're excited to tell me their fastest time when they come in. So there really is a transformation.
So they meet with you one time a week for 1 hour, and then they work with their parents for about half an hour every day all week?
Right. 45 minutes to an hour with me once a week, and then for the rest of the week, they're working with a parent at home for a half hour.
Yeah. Wow, and I bet that gives the parent a lot of feelings of empowerment and hope, because when your child is really struggling, you feel pretty powerless. And so I bet that helps the overall relationships. Probably not at first when the kiddo is struggling and resisting.
That's true. It's lives are busy and it's one more thing to fit in. So that definitely can be a challenge. But as it goes along, it definitely becomes a more positive thing.
Mm-hmm. And the bonding between the parent and the child, I would I would wager money that the bonding between the parent and the child really improves, because even if at first it's difficult, this child is increasing their skill set while working with their parent. And so each time they work with their parent, they get support, they get love, they get all of those affirmations, and you can do it, and they become stronger and stronger and better able to focus and cope with something that's really been a hindrance their whole life. And part of that, and you just can't help it as a child, is to say, I did this with my mommy, or I did this with my daddy, or, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, mom helps, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, dad helps.
I agree. It's definitely teamwork. Mm-hmm. And for the parents, sometimes, I mean, they see the child every single day, so the improvements are small and maybe hard to see. And then I see them after a week, and it's amazing to me the changes they've made, and sometimes that's hard to see. So oftentimes I'll have them do an activity in front of the parent that they really struggled with at the beginning, and then they're just speeding through it, and it's easy. And then the parents can really see, okay, this day-to-day effort, but we've really come a far way.
Oh, wow. And to be able to have a doctor be able to give you that affirmation too, because for so long you're struggling, and to have the doctor say, wow, you're really working hard with your kid. Your kid is working hard, but I can tell that you've been working hard to keep them on it.
Yeah, these parents are dedicated.
Yeah, they are. Okay, before we leave, tell our listeners one more time how to contact you and where to find the seminar.
Okay, March 12th, Family Eye Care, 2565 Ceanothus Avenue, Suite 155, 899-3939.
Perfect. I'll talk to you guys on Monday next week and Tuesday. Have a wonderful day. Be blessed. Don't want to end up a